Hello, and welcome to our special Resurrection Sunday message. Today's message, Pastor Myron continues our Easter sermon series titled Passion Week. This Resurrection Sunday message is titled, And Peter, from Mark 16, verses 1 through 7.
Now, on this Resurrection Sunday, 2024, I'm thinking of four simple words from a day gone by that reverberate from that point in history all the way into our present. And those four simple words are these: I have a dream. Just over 60 years ago, on August of 1963, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, that fearless champion for racial justice, he spoke those words, I have a dream, on the steps of the Washington Monument, pardon me, the steps of the Lincoln Monument in Washington, D.C., those poignant, powerful, and moving words, I mean, they just reverberate all the way into our present. And in this regard, I'm thinking of two other very simple words. Two words, eight letters in our English translation, three little words, 10 letters in the original. But those words are so powerful that they resonate from the empty tomb all the way to our lives in this very day. Let's discover them together in context. The scripture passage is Mark chapter 16. And in your Bible, on your device, follow along as we work our way through the first seven verses, verses 1 to 3. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb? On that first Resurrection Sunday morning, the two Marys and Salome, they set out for the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love this, that these ladies would be the first to learn the glorious truth of the resurrected Christ. It just seems right. They were at the foot of the cross with the Lord Jesus in his darkest hour, and that when all of the disciples had fled. But there were those three ladies. So on that morning, having purchased aromatic spices with which to anoint Jesus' body, they made their way to the tomb. On the way, they wondered aloud as to how they would manage to roll away the heavy stone that was in front of the tomb. Verse 4. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You're looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He hasn't risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Upon arriving at the tomb of our Lord Jesus Christ, to their certain curiosity, they noticed the stone had been rolled away, and they wondered, where's the stone? Who had done this? Where was Jesus? Then those three ladies, they stepped into the tomb where they had an encounter with a man dressed in white. It was the angel of the Lord proclaiming to them that the Lord Jesus Christ was not there. He had risen from the dead even as he promised. Now verse 7. But go and tell his disciples and Peter. I love that. Did you catch those two simple words? But go and tell his disciples and Peter. The Lord Jesus Christ, the risen Christ who had died and came back to life, he knew that Peter, who just 2 days earlier had epically crashed and burned, was in need of encouragement, was in need of a new beginning. And so the word from the Lord through the angel to those women was, go and tell the disciples the good news that Jesus has risen, but tell the disciples and Peter. Just two words, but those two words, friends, reflect the gospel of grace. Because King Jesus died and rose again, our failures are not fatal. Amen? By God's grace, there's always another chance. Is there someone here this morning that needs to hear those words and Peter? Only put your own name in there. The truth that Jesus died and rose reminds us this morning that because of the empty tomb, friends, another chance is possible. Another chance is possible. By God's grace, there is another chance for us to know intimacy and to be restored to the Lord Jesus Christ in His grace and in His strength, regardless of what is a part of our yesterday or our past. Think of the Apostle Peter, again, just 2 days earlier. In our Lord's darkest hour, three times, intentionally, he had denied the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the rooster crowed, and the Word of God tells us that Peter went out and wept bitterly. In his brain, it was over. There was no way forward from that debacle. But the truth that Jesus died and rose means that there's, in God's grace, always another chance. Go and tell his disciples and Peter. Friends, when we fall into sin, when we fail and fall into sin, typically we go one of two directions. We can be flippant about it. Jesus will forgive me, kind of a whatever. We're reminded this day that it was our sins that put Christ in the cross. Like, I'm not free, we're not free to do whatever we want. We are free to bring God glory and live in the life-giving ways of the Lord Jesus by following in the right ways of Jesus. That's our freedom. Or we can go a pendulum swing in the other direction, which is what Peter did, and we can believe in our hearts and minds that it is over. There's really no chance for me going forward, given what it is that I've done. Little Johnny was running through his grandmother's farmyard, shooting his slingshot at anything and everything, and at the same time missing anything and everything, when all of a sudden he spied Grandma's duck. Without thinking, he took aim, fired the rock, and he plunked the duck. The duck fell over. It was now a done bird. Johnny panicked. He took the bird. He hit it. But when he looked up, there was his sister looking out of the kitchen window. Well, later that day, it was his sister Sally's turn to help Grandma in the kitchen. But she looked at her bro and she said, "Oh, Grandma, I know that Johnny wants to help clean up in the kitchen today." And she whispered to him, "Remember the duck." For the next several days, Johnny took each of his turns cleaning up in the kitchen. He also took every one of his sisters. But finally, he had had enough. He thought, "I'm going to fess up. Whatever punishment I get for gooning that duck is going to be better than what my sister is doing to me here every single day." So he fessed up to Grandma, who said, "Johnny, I know what happened." She gave him a hug. And then she said, "I was looking out the window, the other window, and I too saw what had happened, and I forgave you instantly. I just wondered how long you're going to let your sister make a slave of you." Friends, we have an enemy, and that's exactly how he rolls. In the face of our sin and failures, he wants to keep us absolutely paralyzed by guilt and shame, thinking there's no way forward. There's no possibility for restoration. How could this ever be resolved? But the truth of the empty tomb tells us that by God's grace in Christ Jesus, there's another chance. You might be joining us online, or you might be here this morning and you're wondering how you could even begin a faith relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because nobody knows about my past. Nobody knows what I've done, but I know, and I couldn't imagine a way forward. The Lord Jesus died and rose to pay for all of our sins and to remove all of our guilt and shame. Amen? If we will yield our lives in faith to Jesus as our only Lord and Savior, he will forgive us, take away our shame, and restore us to relationship with God the Father. And fellow followers of Jesus here this morning, you might have something in your past that's hanging over you like a dark cloud. Could there be a way forward? Could I be restored to intimacy with Jesus? Remember the words, "and Peter." That's the gospel of grace. The empty tomb reminds us that another chance is so possible because Jesus rose. We don't need to live under the enemy's paralysis and burden of our guilt and shame, our Savior took it all for us. And so we confess to Him, seek Him in faith with our whole heart, and we are restored and forgiven, and that by the gospel of grace. Those words end, Peter, not only mean that another chance is possible, another chance is personal. I love it. And Peter. Peter knew full well what he had done. He knew how he had let the Lord Jesus down. What must that have meant to Peter when word got back to him that the word of the Lord through the angel was, tell his disciples that he's risen from the dead and he's going ahead of them. Oh, and tell Peter. All of a sudden, Peter could dare to believe that maybe Jesus still believed in him. Maybe there was a possibility going forward. Friends, our Lord Jesus Christ, who died and rose for us, has such a lavish love for us, and it's incredibly personal. The hope that's ours in Christ is totally personal, right? I mean, Peter was named by name. When a kid knows that mom and dad believe in the child, they're motivated to go the extra mile. When an athlete knows that their coach believes in them, they will give 110%. All of a sudden, could Peter dare to believe that Jesus, who had mentioned him by name, still believed in him? There was an opportunity for him not only to be restored to his relationship with Jesus, a relationship of intimacy, but that Jesus personally, deeply, lovingly believed in Peter. 1 in 3 Canadians is inked. Take a straw poll here this morning. Who's got a tattoo? No, we don't need to do that. But 1 in 2 millennials has ink. 4 of my 6 adult kids are inked. Did you know that God also has a tattoo? God's words in Isaiah 49, verse 16, I have tattooed your name on my hand. That's the word of the Lord. Because Jesus died and rose, God's love for each person in this room and those who have joined us online, it is intensely real and it is powerfully personal. Oh, how God loves you. The empty tomb proclaims that. Not only do the words and Peter speak of the fact that regardless of what's a part of our past, regardless of how we may have failed and dropped the ball, that another chance is always possible. This chance is incredibly personal. Your Father looks upon you with love, with personal love, and with joy and delight, and His heart is for you. And the empty tomb reminds us of that. He knows you by name, just as He knew Peter by name. And not only is He not put off by that, oh friends, His heart is filled with a deep and personal love for you. And the powerful two words, simple words, that resonate all the way into our present from the empty tomb, as expressive of the very gospel of grace and Peter, speak thirdly to this, another chance is powerful. Another chance is powerful. So Peter could be forgiven and restored to Jesus, and Jesus still believed in him personally, knew him by name, addressed him by name, and how encouraging that must have been for Peter. But nevertheless, he dropped the ball big time, and when that happens, I mean, you know, that's a career-limiting kind of move. You're going to be demoted to the B team, right? Each of us has experienced this. I remember it so well. One of my favorite summer jobs when I was going to college was working on my uncle's grain farm near Gull Lake, Saskatchewan. For a city kid, it was just absolutely the best. Driving tractor, swathing grain fields, driving tractor, cultivating summer fallow fields. When harvest time came around, I even got a chance to drive the combine. It was the machine on the farmyard. You're sitting in that thing as a 19-year-old kid feeling like a serious boss, I gotta tell you. Bombing around the fields in the combine, and then it happened. The swath had a big bunch up of wheat, and I didn't slow down, and I plugged that combine up solid. My uncle's running across the field. No, 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 stop. Took the whole day in harvest to unplug that machine. And you know what happened? You're now driving grain truck. I mean, that's the way it works in our world. We know this. You mess up, you get demoted, you're on the B team. I wonder how Peter must have felt. Okay, there's a way back for me to know intimacy with the Lord Jesus, but can I ever get back on the playing field? Would there be some way in which I could yet serve God in the face of my epic failure? Friends, the empty tomb, the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the words "and Peter" remind us that another chance is powerful. God had not given up on Peter. There was an opportunity for him. In fact, Peter, in God's mercy, was going to go on to be a powerful spokesperson for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the leader of the Jerusalem church, and one who in time would give his life as a martyr for the Lord Jesus Christ. When we mess up, we might wonder, okay, I don't know if there's going to be a chance, even if I'm forgiven, to once again serve and be Jesus' hands, feet, and voice, and the words "and Peter," which reflect the gospel of grace and the truth of the empty tomb. They tell us, oh yeah, in God's mercy, there's always an opportunity in the restoring mercy and grace of our risen King to get back on the playing field and to serve Jesus in some way as his hands, feet, and voice. Amen? Those two words, "and Peter," the gospel of grace, they remind us, and because our King is risen, that another chance, regardless of what we've done, to be forgiven and restored, it's so possible. And that chance is personal. Jesus knows you by name, and his heart is filled with love, and it's powerful. So whatever is back there, let's give it to our Lord Jesus and step with both feet now onto the playing field in the mighty name of our risen King to proclaim to this world that the Lord Jesus Christ lives and he loves. Let's pray. On this Resurrection Sunday, Lord Jesus, we reflect with hearts that are filled with joy and humble gratitude that you live. I mean, Jesus, even in this country in which we live, we're just so grateful for the freedom that's ours to proclaim the truth of the risen Christ. And this day, hundreds of millions of people the world over will be celebrating the truth that Jesus lives. How grateful we are, King Jesus, that you defeated the grave, that you overcame the enemy, and that you paid in price the full for our sin. And as proof positive, 3 days after that Friday, you were raised to life. And thank you for that, what that means for us at an incredibly individual level. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you live. Thank you for your grace to our lives. Thank you for two simple words, "and Peter," and what they reflect, which resonate from the empty tomb all the way into this day and touch each and every one of us. I pray, Jesus, in your mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for our Resurrection Sunday message. Good Friday is not the end of the story. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and today we celebrate that the grave could not hold him and he is alive forevermore. Thanks be to God, our Father, for providing a way of experiencing forgiveness of sins and eternity with him. Jesus rose from the dead, defeating sin, defeating death, so that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Thank you, Jesus, for making salvation available to the world. If you're experiencing challenges or hardships and would like prayer for anything going on in your life, or if you'd like to learn more about how you can experience the love of God and begin a relationship with Jesus, please email help@hhachurch.com. That's help, H-E-L-P, at H for Harvest, H for Hills, A for Alliance, Church, CHURCH.com. We'd love to talk with you and pray with you and help you experience the love that is available to us in Christ Jesus. Now these words from Ephesians chapter 3. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he'll empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your heart as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it's too great to understand fully. Then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. May God bless you as you go into the remainder of your day to be the hands, feet, and voice of Jesus.